thing.
Well, no scene.
Hey. Can't hear anything. Are we going? Well, I better introduce you then. Theme or no theme? Food? Wait, no, the mic isn't working.
It's not even.
Neither is that. They're switched off. Food Facts, a program designed to bring homemakers information to help them with their shopping and to provide current information about farm products. Your comment.
About half a century ago, that little fiasco greeted the CBC radio audience from coast to coast. It wasn't supposed to happen, but the technician had unexpectedly switched the studio microphones to on, instead of extending their control to the announcer. A lesser talent than Earl Cameron might have triggered a nationwide epidemic of blushing. As Robbie Burns once pointed out, the best-laid plans of mice and men gang off to glee. Indeed, the plans for broadcasting had been well laid. Ever since Mr. Fessenden's invention first hit the airwaves, the wireless was supposed to be a dignified visitor in the drawing rooms of a very conservative audience. In 1932, Carol Gibbons, the renowned solo pianist with London's posh Savoy Hotel Orpheum's Orchestra, captured that theme of innocent diversions quite nicely. Rudy Valley later imported this song for use in America.
On the air, if you have a little time to spare, you'll enjoy each minute, I declare, while we're on the air. You can sing, all your cares won't mean a single thing. You'll be just as happy as a king, all the while you sing. Though you are near or far, that makes no difference to me. Just begin, tune right in, we're like a big family. On the air, greetings everybody everywhere. Just 1 hour of happiness we'll share while we're on the air.
Lofty ideals indeed. Soon there came projects that were more ambitious and, of course, fraught with opportunity for misadventure. Let's just say radio quickly became hazardous for self-important perfectionists. When you introduce the surprise winner of a federal election, you hardly expect this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Diefenbaker.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this has been a remarkable election with astounding results. I don't know what the future will hold for the Parliament of Canada, but I regret very much indeed that a government has been elected with an overwhelming majority. Of course, I want to congratulate the leader of the Conservative Party of having led that party to victory. As I heard him say not long ago, he has a great responsibility, and I hope that with the assistance of his colleagues, he will be able to fulfill it.
Hey, we just found Mr. Diefenbaker on the CNE Bandshell stage, opening Toronto's annual exhibition.
It is my honor and my privilege to declare open this Canadian National Expedition.
One of the last vestiges of radio's innocent era was Bod's Scrapbook, featuring Morris Boddington, with Quentin MacLean at the organ. Hearing of his escapade at the window must have caused quite a stir among the kiddies.
A regiment, and stood at attention, all. And wasn't there lovely music, the music that makes you cry, the music Mama sings softly, she calls it a lullaby. and riding a mouse-sized charger, the tiniest ever seen, out pranced to her faithful fairies, the beautiful Fairy Queen. To think I should see her, really, to think I should see her there as I pooped through the bedroom window, perched up on a bedroom chair.
With limited time for rehearsal, a copy editor's unexpected sense of humor sometimes made Del Mott's newscast a little more palatable.
Lollipop is missing. That's the Navy's name for a big red-nosed balloon which broke from her moorings on a destroyer yesterday at Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. At last report, Lollipop was heading west, trailing 100 feet of cable. The RCMP and the armed forces have been asked to keep an eye open for the balloon, but Navy officials fear that by now it has gone so high that Lolly has popped. That was the news summary. Now by...
The control room could double as a church for all the praying that goes on every time a live feed is keyed in.
A Polaris test vehicle, forerunner of the missile which nuclear submarines will someday be equipped to fire from underwater, was launched from the ground today at Cape Canaveral. For the on-the-scene story of the launching, as it happened, we switch to Florida, Dick Bate reporting.
...sections of the plant where it will receive further treatment, such as being dried, stretched, and rolled into convenient lengths. Here, the still damp fabric is opened out so that it can feed smoothly into the machines that handle those stages of finishing.
Obviously, we're getting a bit of somebody else's program in the A&T feed from Florida. We'll try it a little bit later on the show. Perhaps we can show you the launching of the Polaris. Meantime, we hope the lines will be cleared up and channeled in the right directions. France's President René Coty today ran into...
The devil himself must have stopped the recording machine while they were packaging this religious program.
This has been Plain Talk by the Reverend James K. Peckinaugh of Eglinton Baptist Church, Toronto. Here is the morning hymn. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah.
There's a moose.
Lots of shows were pre-recorded, some just for convenience, others for safety, due to the giddiness of the performers. Police Inspector Charlie Pearsall and announcer DeBee Holly always managed to get into mischief.
And I'm sure that they will echo my regular safety reminder to make safety work for you.
Why did you break up?
No.
He's the worst guy to say.
No, I'm terrified of him.
I was just doing so splendidly there, too.
Good performances come from good rehearsals. But you have to wonder why it took a raging conductor to elicit something so angelic.
Let the man give you cherries. Who did you become?
Will you stop that? I can wait until after we're finished before you stand up. You ruined the last damn phrase. Okay. And that was a good take, except for the bloody noise you made standing up. Here we go.
Then Joseph said to Mary...
Another form of pre-recording was voice tracking, which was recording only the announcer's voice on tape, then integrating his continuity with the music on air. Pretty mind-numbing stuff to record, proving that numb minds say dumb things.
The first is a short, slow pavan, the pavan of the Sleeping Beauty. The second is the story of Tom Thumb, when he lost, was lost, held teeth.
Nearly half a century later, however, Offenbach produced it in Paris in a revised and successful version.
The Beethoven setting of The Lovely Lass of Inverness as the song was set by Beethoven. Oh, no. This is Hugh Webster saying goodbye and a pleasant Sunday. I'll be with you.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Frank Stolle welcoming you to 2 hours of fine recorded music. From now until 3, the afternoon pop concert. From 3 until 4, the concert hour. 3 works on the concert hour this afternoon. The Organ Concerto No. 8 in A Major by Handel. Serenade to Music by Vaughan Williams. And the Enigma... Oh, my aching back, I've done it again. I've done the same thing again. Put that script down and take today's. I got 2 shows going at once here.
More long distance wrong numbers now as Capital Report brings live commentary from various world capitals. Never before or since has such confusion ended with such a timely statement.
Now from Hong Kong, here is William Stevenson. Pardon me, that was a mistake. Speaking now from London is James Cameron in a moment.
At the word of command to switch the gun.
One moment, please.
Never a dull moment, nor a really coherent one either. In less than a week, we've dutifully worked up the emotions about the...
Correspondents travel far to honor tight deadlines. Sometimes they make the distance between first and worst completely vanish.
This is Phil Calder in Ottawa. That was an interview with Phyllis Harrison, the first woman social worker to be posted to the Arctic by the Department of Northern Affairs.
Meanwhile, back on assignment, the producer has decided to spiff up an item with some dramatic sounds. He should have left his sound effects to the pros.
And now the sound of war in the air. First war sound. This is the sound of snarling motors and staccato machine guns.
It was a momentous occasion for the fledgling television network. CBC was introducing a new delay center in Calgary to unite the east and west segments of the network. All the brass was there, including the CBC's supervisor of broadcast language, John Ray, whose job it was to tell the world how a delay center works. Live to the full network, he switched on his microphone and spoke these words.
This is a video tape recorder. It's much like any other tape recorder, except that this machine records both sound and pictures. It must speed at the speed of a turbine, of a jet engine, in order to crowd all that is needed onto the magnetic tape.
Another voice familiar to Canadian audiences was Bruce Marsh. Did you know he was also Canada's first astronaut?
Party Line takes you to our observers at the International Jumping Meet near St. Catharines, Ontario.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Bruce Marsh speaking to you about 2,000 miles above Lake Ontario, just off the old Welland Canal. Up until a short time ago, there was a good deal of activity.
After that assignment, I guess Bruce was very happy to become television spokesman for Kraft Foods. More often than not, announcers read radio commercials live, with occasional lapses into the land of misread scripts. Here's Bruce Smith, host of CJBC's Toast and Jamboree.
Yes, ladies, you're prettier than you think you are. And you can prove you are with New Palmolive, the only bleeding beauty soap in the world made with gentle olive oil.
Huh, and you thought they were razor nicks. Another announcer who shall remain nameless unintentionally trumped the Happy Gang's writers as he waxed eloquent over the wonders of everyone's favorite desserts.
Jell-O instant puddings are the fastest desserts you can make. They're lightning quick to make on your busy days, and mighty easy to make, too. You just add to milk, mix, and in only minutes, Jell-O Instant Puddings are ready to serve. Now, the most delicious, smoothest puddings your family has ever tasted. Serve Jell-O Instant Puddings simply in practically no time at all. Or make them fancy in seconds with such bright toppings as whipped cream, chopped nuts, or one of those gay red or green maraschino cherries, or sliced bananas even. Even the youngsters can help Mom make desserts with Jell-O Instant Puddings. They'll find it's fun and so easy, too, to make Jell-O Instant Puddings. So treat your family to the five wonderful Jell-O Instant Pudding flavors. Mellow vanilla, rich chocolate, golden good butterscotch, caramel, and the newest Jell-O Instant Pudding flavor sensation, lemon. You keep plenty of Jell-O Instant Puddings on hand for your busy days. Jell-O Instant Puddings, the perfect last-minute desserts that anyone can make.
It must have been quite a fight to keep the sponsor after that. There's nothing like a royal tour to instill trepidation into the minds of experienced announcers. Here are a few classic lip slips, just as they told off the rungs of various Canadian and American radio hosts. Oh, no.
One of the seamen in the forecastle has just tossed a heaving line to one of the harbor craft here.
They're still talking here today about the two balls that were held Thursday night to mark Queen Elizabeth's visit. The events had one thing in common. They ended in a crush. At the Queen Elizabeth Hotel, scene of the official ball, 2,000 guests got so unruly that RCMP had to form a wedge to push them back.
And now this is Robert Brazil atop the grandstand in the ceremonial area once again. The Royal Brat Britannia is coming through the Seaway Channel towards the symbolic gate. She's only...
At 9:45 this morning, just about 2 hours ago, the Royal Yacht Britannia completed her voyage up the St. Lawrence Seaway from Montreal, entered Toronto Bay, and berthed at Pier 16 at the King's Quay. Never in the history of Toronto has a royal visitor received such a welcome as...
That is why we feel that in welcoming Her Majesty to Chicago, we are welcoming her for all the people of a great nation.
But now we're prepared for the closing ceremonies and the departure of the Queen. And finally, Prince Philip has arrived to join the Queen, Queen Elizabeth, on the platform. The platform is covered.
We can see the white-jacketed Duke of Edinburgh chatting to these officials who are very, very close to the departure point right now. Get out!
And now the royal barge departs and is on its way out to the Britannia as fireworks sparkle in the skylight over the city of Chicago. The flag's waving and the bands are now finished and the party is all over. And Queen Elizabeth departs from the shore of Lake Michigan out to the Royal Rot Britannia, and she will be on her way back to Canada for the tour of the Commonwealth up there.
Another big challenge came when worldwide competition started for supremacy in the hockey world. The old-timers of the Hot Stove League struggled to adjust. As I recall it, the Russian player's name was Puchkov.
On the basis of that, a lot of people here thought that Canada might defeat Russia by quite a decisive margin.
I wonder how this Russian goalie Puchkov they were looking at in an upper league. Sorry, pardon me.
Right.
Wonder how he'd look in the National Hockey League. Milt, I'll turn this over to you.
Well, as I said, the way that defense is playing hockey, I don't know how he'd look because they're stopping most of the shots.
Properly setting up the studio for a live remote conversation can be rather complicated. Here's how not to let everyone participate.
Well, Doug, I think I made a little error on that. That was a tune written by Cootie Williams, who used to play with Duke Ellington's orchestra, originally called Concerto for Cootie. And, of course, Nat Cole. How are things down Montreal way?
Well, for one who does get around these days, I guess that would be James Q. Chorley. Are you in on the other end of the line there, Jim?
Yes, we are, Doug, reading you loud and clear from Osmere Golf and Country Club, about 18 miles for your information from downtown Montreal.
From that end of the...
Can you hear me, Doug?
Now you're coming in loud and clear.
Good, I'll repeat what I said at the opening.
How's the weather down around Osmere?
The weather is beautiful. Today, the sun has been shining brightly all morning, the temperature in the high 70s at the moment with a slight breeze. There has been some cloud, but it's of the white, fluffy type, so at the moment there are no worries about rain. And the public are out here
well,
in large
like
numbers.
We've got some kind of a hitch up in here somewhere or other. We expect to have Jim Chorley coming in along with Hillis Pickens and Bud Donovan as we cover from the game of the day situation here in Toronto. You say hello, Jim, if you can hear anything from this end.
All right, Doug, I'm saying hello. Can you hear me from this end? Hello, Doug. Hello. Hello, Mr. Maxwell, on the game of the day. This
Fine.
Is Jim Chorley reporting
well,
from Islesmere.
How's the weather down there?
Can you hear me now? The weather's beautiful, Doug. The sun has been shining brightly all morning, the temperature in the high 70s at the moment. A slight breeze blowing, some cloud, but of the white fluffy type, so at the moment, no worries about rain. A great crowd of people out here to watch these professionals today.
Okay, Jim, we seem to be having a little trouble hearing you at this end for any kind of conversation. So how about taking it down there with Hillis Pickens and Bud Donovan? Tell us what's happening and what has happened and what looks to be happening in the 50th annual Canadian Open Golf Tournament.
Bill Bessie had many popular on-air personae. He had an amazing ability to take just about any disaster into stride. Here's Cousin Bill, at his best, turning an ugly glitch into a cool gag.
Hank Williams. Well, let's see, here's another one from his album of all the great hits he recorded in the past. Hank to go a-howlin' at the moon. Golly, I don't think Hank ever sang like that. Some of those tapes they dubbed there got played a little bit fast. Oh, he's doing all right now? All right, Hank Williams.
Well, sugar, I took one look at you, and it almost...
Long, dull shifts can be dangerous. The classic bored announcer gag is to break up your equally bored partner. At the best of times, laxative commercials can be hazardous, too. Here's one from NBC Radio's Weekend Monitor program.
We'll have details on the Reverend King stabbing story in just a moment.
The following report from leading hospital tests is important to every laxative user. This doctor's report covering 7 leading laxatives proves Dr. Edwards Olive tablets 58% more effective than every other type laxative tested. Developed by a practicing physician, Olive tablets are 100% pure vegetable. They work gently, pleasantly. There's no irritation, no distressing upsets. So next time you need a laxative, use the only laxative these doctors themselves prove 58% more effective. Get extra effective... excuse me. Extra effective, extra gentle Olive tablets at your drug counter today.
And here's another fine product of Plow Incorporated that you want to use. Modern formula Musterol. Whenever exercise or overwork makes your muscles stiff and sore, or you feel achy due to a chest cold, be sure to rub on Musterol. The amazing pain reliever GM7, plus stimulating oil of mustard, ease pain and local congestion in a hurry. For muscle aches, rub on Musterol. Here again is Russ Tournament in Washington.
Another prank is to cue someone who is not expecting it. Like this intro to NBC's sultry-voiced Miss Monitor, while she was still out in the hall.
Now, Miss Monitor.
Tacoma, Washington. Thundering sales increase for Rambler. Now fourth largest selling car.
An equally dangerous idea is to put a VIP guest on the spot. Neil LeRoy was famous for blunt questions, but the one he put to the chief of police topped them all.
And as Inspector Pearsall says so many times to a large number of children he influences with his work, the policeman is your friend, and that's the thing we want to get across to all small children.
Well, you've been checking over your force, Chief. Are all our policemen friendly?
Well... I would say yes, they are, Mr. LeRoy.
They certainly are as far as children are concerned. I hope every...
Our final clip comes from the CBC Outside Broadcast Department's coverage of a November 11th Remembrance Day ceremony from the National Cenotaph in Ottawa. As the band played mournfully and the announcer described the dignitaries performing their duties, something sinister was brewing in the nearby rail yards.
And now the Prime Minister of Canada, the Right Honorable Louis Saint-Laurent, a
approaches and places a wreath on behalf of the Canadian people. He is walking up the steps and places his wreath to the right of His Excellencies, the Governor Generals. Stands at the base of the memorial, bows his head, and retreats. And now, on behalf of Canada's ex-servicemen and women, the Dominion President of the Canadian Legion...
On that note of somber hilarity, we can only give thanks that radio's innocent beginnings went so far aglee. You've been listening to Beyond Our Control, a salute to some of radio's more spontaneous moments, with particular emphasis on CBC programming. Our profound thanks go to Reginald Fessenden, without whose inventive genius none of this would ever have happened. The cast included many of the on-air heroes whose earnest efforts have nurtured the Canadian radio audience over the past 70 years. Scores of long-suffering denizens of the control room provided technical operations. Indeed, it was their perverse sense of humor that preserved this more human side of Canada's broadcast industry.
This is the CBC.